This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel said Friday it is reopening a crossing into northern Gaza to allow more humanitarian aid into the blockaded region. The move after a candid phone call between U.S. President Joe Biden and Israel's leader. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
UNRWA has been in Gaza since the 1967 Arab-Israeli War and has delivered food, medicine, and other aid since the Hamas war started in October. That changed earlier this week.
For the first time, our staff in Gaza said, we have to pause. We can't keep going.
UNRWA President Sean Carroll says it's understandable.
How can we operate if no one is safe?
Carroll questions Israel's claims that the strikes were a mistake, noting the other aid workers killed the past 6 months. He worries aid deliveries themselves are now in danger.
International humanitarian law, and therefore humanitarianism, and therefore humanity, is injured. And it's starting to feel like it's fatally injured.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the rejection of a Donald Trump request to dismiss classified document prosecutions against him.
A federal judge has refused to throw out the classified documents prosecution against Donald Trump, turning aside defense arguments that a decades-old law permitted the former president to retain the sensitive records after he left office. Prosecutors on Special Counsel Jack Smith's team countered that the law had no relevance to a case concerning the mishandling of classified documents. But Judge Eileen Cannon has yet to rule on other Trump efforts to dismiss the case, including arguments that presidential immunity shields him from prosecution. I'm Norman Hall.
And this is VOA News. Rescuers on Thursday continued efforts to save people who remain trapped following the strongest earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Authorities said at least 10 people died and more than 1,000 were injured in Wednesday's 7.4 magnitude quake. Currently, 18 people remain missing. President Joe Biden is scheduled to visit the U.S. city of Baltimore on Friday, where a cargo ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports on government efforts to help those impacted by the bridge collapse and blockage of the Port of Baltimore.
The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore took the lives of 6 workers, and now it threatens the livelihoods of many business owners. A Norwegian shipping firm is estimating it's already lost up to $10 million in the first week after the bridge collapse. But it's the smaller businesses getting attention right now.
A million containers that go through the Port of Baltimore every year.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin meeting with small business owners who are awaiting goods that haven't arrived.
They put everything in their life into their businesses to start it, to be an entrepreneur, to grow our economy.
The head of the Small Business Administration, Isabel Guzman, came to Baltimore to offer federal services and help open 2 resource centers.
To make sure that financial support was available to them so that they could have time to strategically pivot, adapt, and survive.
She says they've already gotten 500 emergency loan applications. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new report says that thousands of illegally traded firearms in the U.S. came through unlicensed dealers. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has the story.
New data released by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says that more than 68,000 illegally trafficked firearms in the U.S. between 2017 and 2021 came through unlicensed dealers who are not required to perform background checks and are not required to keep records of their sales. Almost 60% of closed cases during that time period that could be traced involved people who had previously been convicted of a felony. The Biden administration has separately proposed a rule that would require thousands more gun sellers to get licensed and run background checks. That proposal quickly drew protests from gun rights groups who contend it would ensnare regular people who sometimes sell their own guns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A judge has ruled that migrant children in makeshift camps along the U.S.-Mexico border waiting to be processed by the Border Patrol are in the agency's custody. While advocates argue the federal government is responsible for the children, the federal government contends smugglers send migrants to camps and they are not yet in federal custody. For more news, please join us at VOAnews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.